soil that is full of weeds. There are some tares sown among the wheat. There are some who identify with the kingdom when the net is pulled in, and only at the end can they be sorted out like the good fish and the bad. The church grows like a mustard seed into great dimensions, so big it says that birds nest in it. In other words, it collects all kinds of things. And yes, we assume that there are many people who come to the church, some seeking truth, who are then confused and deceived by the false teachers. So the sphere and the subtlety of their operation. Thirdly, and for tonight we move into this point, the sacrilege of their operation. This is the heart of the issue. The sacrilege of their operation. It is unthinkable, and I suppose that's why Peter throws in the word even in the middle of verse 2. Their heresies are destructive, even denying the master who bought them. That is the sacrilege of their operation. The word even, as if unthinkable. Denying, very interesting. Now follow carefully because you need to know these words. Denying are noumenoi, means to say no to. It means to be unwilling. It means to refuse. It's a strong word, to say no to. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, Hebrews 11:24, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He refused to submit to that. He said no to that. That's what the word means. Present tense indicates a habitual pattern of saying no. These false teachers, watch this, can be recognized because they characteristically say no to whom? To the master who bought them. What does that mean? This will expose the depth of their crime and their guilt. The word master here is the word in the Greek, despotes, from which we get the word despot. That means sovereign. Lord. It means ruler. It means master. That is the meaning of despotes.